Well, we got John Carlson with us with the SEAL shooting team, talking about a big event coming up this weekend for them. John, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Joel.
All right. We are looking forward to a good shooting season ahead here, and we need to have enough ammo and everything to make it run, so we got a nice fundraiser coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we've got a breakfast going at South Fork in Lugerville, and it's Sunday from 8 to noon. It's $10 a plate. Kids under 5 are free, and they've got some really good food out there. I don't know if you've ever had one of their breakfasts out there, but everything's made from scratch. They've got pancakes, French toast, cinnamon rolls, sausage, eggs, and hash browns. And then there's going to be like 8 to 12 baskets that the SEAL team's going to be raffling off out there too. We use all the money made to help support the athletes. You know, everything's going up, and if you tried to buy ammo lately, it's not the old $4 or $5 a box for shotgun shells anymore. It's $10+ a box. So shooting two practice rounds every week, and the cost of the rounds, it adds up for those kids. So
we'll
try to offset it as much as possible.
Yeah, SEAL shooting team, something that Jim Nesbitt got going many years ago and is handed off now. And it's just a great option for people to kind of hone their shooting skills, appreciate the sport, and also it's something that they can kind of mix in, John, in between their other sports too, because the times are a little bit unique, aren't they?
Yeah, the kids shoot on Sunday afternoons, so it kind of fits between other sports, and it's kind of in that, you know, kind of after basketball season, but before spring sports start. Usually starts in March there, where the kids start shooting, and March, April, and May, they're out there shooting. And it's actually two parts. There's a clay target team that shoots trap, and then there's a steel target team that shoots 22s at steel targets as well. So there's two halves of the team, so it's kind of unique. If you want to get out there and shoot some shotgun, or if you want to get out there and shoot 22, you can do either.
Yeah, and this continues to grow. There's opportunities for kids to go to state and nationals, and there's even college shooting teams. It's become a popular sport.
Yep, we have a couple of college shooters that shoot on teams, and then they come back and they shoot in the spring with us here too. So we've got a college division with the Team SEAL. It's a great thing. We go to state every year, and there's usually a couple of kids that go to nationals. Nationals is in Ohio. We try to give a little scholarship to those kids that end up going to nationals to kind of offset those costs too, because, you know, you got camping or motels, and then to shoot in nationals, I think the shooting fee per event is like $100 an event. So it gets pretty pricey.
Yeah, exactly. And if people want more information, Sunday's a good time during that breakfast. You guys can answer any questions if they're not familiar with the program, right?
Yes, we'll have coaches and assistant coaches on site there to help out, and some of the older athletes will be there as well. So you can, you know, the kids can talk to the kids, and if the parents want to talk to the coaches, we're right there to answer questions.
Yeah, 8 a.m. to noon on Sunday is a fundraiser, and people don't have to commit to every Sunday. I know you have kids that you know, do a few here and there, and of course, you love it when they're there every week, but
right.
We realize schedules, so it's very flexible too, isn't
it? Yep, we're really flexible with it. Yes, we are.
8 a.m. to noon, Sunday, South Fork in Lugerville, great way to support the SEAL shooting team. All right, John, thank you so much. Great info.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day, John Carlson. He's hanging out and keeping things rolling down at Ross's Sports Shop in Phillips. And you can always stop on there and talk to John, too, at Ross's and Phillips. If you have any questions about the SEAL shooting team, been going. Jim Nesbitt started that many years back, and kids have just had great opportunities and have traveled all over the country with that program. So some great stuff going on with our local kids.